Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzler, joined by Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. The story begins with an anonymous tip. This is the Jalisco state of Mexico, 12 miles outside of Tequila. Mary, a very good evening to you. Your column takes us to a nightmare. What did they discover from this anonymous tip? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. As you can see from my column, I was actually in Tequila, Jalisco, which is a small town outside of Guadalajara, about an hour and a half driving from Guadalajara. And everything seemed very normal. I stayed at a hotel on Saturday night. There was, you know, young people, as young people do, getting together, you know, to socialize and so forth. 12 miles from Tequila, this horrific news had broken just a little while before I arrived of the discovery of a cartel training camp in a municipality where mostly it's country, rural areas, and this was an abandoned ranch. And what happened was that the number of disappearances have been going up in Mexico very sharply in recent years, and the government wasn't doing anything about it. So just citizens, mostly I think parents of young people who had disappeared, got together. And in Jalisco, they formed a group that they called themselves the Warrior Searchers of Jalisco. And they got a tip, an honest phone tip, that this ranch was used as a training camp by the cartel. So they went there and unannounced, and they claimed that they found on these grounds three underground incinerators, crematoriums, basically. They said they also found ID cards, worn shoes. It looked like shoes that had belonged to people and were left there, and clothing and luggage. And they put all these photographs up on the web, and they began making public statements about this. And the founder of the Warrior Searchers of Jalisco, a woman called Indira Navarro, actually gave an interview to the press saying, look, you know, not only did we find these things, but we've received testimony from people who escaped the camp, who say that they were lured there with fake job offers, basically. And then once they were there, they were pressed into compliance with the cartel to learn how to torture and shoot. So this is quite a big scandal in Mexico because, you know, as I say, for years, families have been saying our loved ones have disappeared and the government has not done anything about it. So this was a big find.
This isn't the first mass grave, you write, but the previous president, AMLO, López Obrador, employed the National Guard and the Army. And you point to the fact that the population lost trust because of that. How so, Mary?
Well, before there was something called the Federal Police that was being built by previous governments. And it, too, you know, had problems with corruption. But when AMLO came in, he destroyed the Federal Police and he said, I'm going to build a National Guard. And the National Guard has a very bad reputation, and it now reports to the armed forces, which have long been suspected of corruption by the public. Now, the National Guard should have been doing its job in a place called Jalisco, because one of the biggest and most dreaded cartels in the country is called the New Generation of Jalisco, and New Generation of Jalisco Cartel. And it, you know, it operates in all this region. Now, what people in the town complain about, and Mexicans more broadly complain about, is they see government officials, and I don't know if those are sometimes they're politicians, local politicians, and sometimes they're actually members of law enforcement, socializing with known cartel members. So that's one of the reasons why people are very suspicious that the government knew about this training camp and didn't do anything about it. That's not proven. And I think in defense of the, you know, the government, there has to be further investigation, but that's the suspicion. And people in general don't feel that the government is on their side. They feel like there's a lot of complicity between law enforcement and the cartels, which wouldn't be surprising because the cartels will often say to law enforcement and politicians, you know, that old saying in Mexico, would you like lead or silver? In other words, would you rather have a bullet in the head or would you rather be bribed? And so some important sectors of the government, which I included in that law enforcement, have tended to go along, even if they're not really corrupt, they've tended to go along and just turn a blind eye because they don't want this confrontation.
There's a new president in Mexico City, Claudia Sheinbaum, protege of the previous Hogs Not Gunshots AMLO. You indicate that she's looking for a federal probe. Is that going to be sufficient?
No, it probably won't. And I should say that Sheinbaum has been putting, you know, a foot on each side of the line. I mean, she is the, as you said, the protege of AMLO. But she also knows that the country is spinning out of control. And she also has pressure from the Trump administration to do something about the cartels. So she's been, she's hired a new top cop, public security minister called Omar Garcia Harfuch, who has a pretty good reputation, having worked for her when she was governor of the city of Mexico City, which is a huge city. And he did a pretty good job there. So he comes into the job, you know, serious about this. She says, I'm going to fight the cartels. She's working somewhat with the U.S. in terms of surveillance flights and that sort of thing. But on the other hand, she has to think about whether she's really going to break with AMLO. And that's what everybody's kind of watching, you know, and by just assigning a federal probe, that means the attorney general, which is in there in that job because he was named by AMLO. And that job doesn't turn over when you have a change of government. I think he goes for 10 years. So he has that job for a little bit longer. And there's some skepticism about whether he would do a full investigation, which might end up embarrassing the former president because he formed the National Guard, he empowered the National Guard, and he often, he was very dismissive of the families who were begging the government for help about their missing loved ones.
You recommend that we watch Harfuch. Is that correct? Not Sheinbaum.
Yes. I mean, I want to watch Harfuch because I think he's a good guy. I could be wrong, but I think he's a good guy. But he needs resources. I mean, those law enforcement, which is basically the National Guard, doesn't report to him. Right. The reporting line would go through the armed forces to the Minister of Defense. He needs his own law enforcement body. And he also needs some help in the strategic area because he doesn't really have a background there. You know, he's a cop. And no matter how good he is, he needs to fight this fight strategically. I think that's in some ways a mistake that former President Calderon made, who was very serious about fighting the cartels, but needed a little bit more strategic help. I think he could have benefited from more intelligence assistance from the U.S. She's willing to work with U.S. intelligence. And I think what we need to watch is whether he gets the resources he needs and how he uses them. That's going to be what's important.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. I'm John Baxter.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.